The word today is challenges. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. We all face challenges in life from time to time, and they can really test our strength and patience. We might think life would be better if we never had to endure testing, but challenges force us to grow stronger in our faith and to rely upon God. As we work through the difficulties, God helps us to persevere and become spiritually mature. Here to share more about this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Challenges.
All of us have things in our lives that are joyful and they bring us happiness. Sometimes it's as simple as a type of food. I remember how happy I would be as a boy to get a butterscotch milkshake. It was just something about that flavor that tasted so good to me and brought me joy. As I'm an older man now, I enjoy riding a motorcycle, just the freedom and the air on the body as you're moving through space. It's a very pleasant feeling. I also love beautiful music. Sitting and listening to a performance of beautiful instruments or voices, it can uplift the spirit, and it's so lovely. Well, what about the trials, the hardships, the testing that we undergo? Is this joyful? You might wonder, what is he talking about? I'd like to share for you a scripture verse that talks about joy through difficulties and trials, and it comes from the half-brother of Jesus, James. In his letter, he says in verse 2 and following of chapter 1, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all he does." You might not have thought of something that was a trial, a test, a hardship. My guess is, as I was talking about joyful things, something like an illness that was a major battle for you, or a financial stressing event, things like this, or maybe perhaps your concern over a family member or a friend that you know and they don't yet know the Lord and you're struggling with how to bring them to faith. I'm sure you didn't think that tests like this would be joyful. We're going to try to figure out what James is talking about when he says, "Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds." Think about some of the hard lessons in life, some of the really difficult moments. Not too long ago, there was an accident in Bolivia. A college building had a whole bunch of college students that were packed onto this balcony. And because there were so many people moving, pressing against each other, a railing gave way and several students fell 4 stories to their deaths. It's really a sad situation, and you wonder, was it faulty construction? Was it crowd behavior? Very difficult situation. I remember a saying that goes like this: life is the hardest teacher, because first comes the test, then the lesson. Well, James is talking about God giving us difficult tests. He's not easy on us. He's like that really hard teacher that keeps pushing you to become better, keeps giving you more challenges because they know that your growth is going to happen as you're challenged. Growth doesn't happen when you just take it easy all the time. It's when you face trials and tests and you overcome, that's when the growth comes. And this is part of the little secret why James says, consider it joy when you face trials of many kinds, because, as he says here, you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. You see, it's God's goal to give you wisdom and spiritual strength, but that doesn't happen just by taking it easy and avoiding challenges. In fact, sometimes God has to give us painful tests. We are often feeble in resisting temptation. We're too timid in witnessing sometimes. We often rely on what's called cheap grace or success theology. We think too much about the material things, the money that could come to us, and we want to beg God for material success instead of thinking about our spiritual development. Some of us are too proud and arrogant, and we need to be humbled. Others of us are dismissing sin, and we're giving in and caving into it instead of struggling with it. There's a lot of reasons why God has to give us trials and challenges in order to mature us. In fact, sometimes God's tools to bring out more maturity in us are tough. He might use pain or persecution, sorrow or loss. Sometimes these tests are going to really make us strain and be challenged. Let me ask you this question. If you were going to use a wooden ladder that someone had made, would you just go up it without testing it to make sure it would bear your weight? What if there was a medical drug, that some concoction that someone put together and said, here, take this to get better, and it was completely untested? You didn't even know what they did to provide this concoction. Would you trust it? What about a life vest? And if you were going out on a boat and there were life vests that had never been tested, would you trust your life to these things? You see, testing is necessary to show that it'll work. And it's the same thing with our faith. Is your faith really strong? Is it rigorous? Is it going to endure and stand up under the trial? This is why God tests our faith, to make sure that it will endure, to make sure that it's solid. Now, just like gold needs refining through a fire, or just as water needs many times to be filtered and treated in order to be pure enough to drink, and just as when a person is fighting cancer, they may take the bone marrow, they may take and circulate the blood or filter things in order to try to purify it, so also our faith needs purification. We have sin. We have taintedness, and it needs to be purified. This is why the Lord puts us under tests in order to build us up and in order to purify us. Now, God comes to us, and he receives us as we are. And that's one of the great things about the gospel, is that Jesus Christ wants us to come to him, and he won't turn us away just because we've made major life mistakes or because we have sins in our life. He received sinners and welcomed them, but then he called them to get better, called on them to leave their life of sin. And that's what the gospel does. It offers you forgiveness through Jesus Christ. It offers you the love of God, but it also wants us to grow. It wants us to mature. Our Savior doesn't want us just to stay in our sin. He's willing to forgive us, but he then wants us to grow and to leave the sin behind. That's called Christian faith development. That's called maturing in the faith. It's called sanctification, becoming more holy, more like our Savior Jesus. So God shows His grace and His forgiveness to you as you are. And that's a wonderful thing about Christ, is that if you're hearing the message today, know that God is willing to receive you and forgive you your sins. It reminds me of the woman who was caught in adultery, and so many were ready to condemn her and stone her. And Jesus said, "Let you without sin throw the first stone." And eventually they all had to walk away because they were sinners too. And Jesus said He would not condemn the woman either. Even though He's perfect and holy, He would not hold her sin against her. Instead, He would forgive her. But then He said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." Well, as the Lord brings tests into our lives, it's with good intent in order to purify us, in order to strengthen us. This is how we need to see these challenges. It's easy to get frustrated and to think, well, God isn't showing me His love because I'm going through this difficult time or because I have this illness. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we won't get stronger, more purified in our faith. We won't become more like Jesus just by taking it easy. God knows that. And that's why in James, it says in verse 4, perseverance must finish its work so you may become mature, complete, not lacking anything. You see, God is using these tests and trials in order to build you up spiritually, in order to prepare you for life eternal. The body He can remake, the spirit is how He wants to develop us and prepare us for eternal life. It's really a loving God who wants to do that for us. And now you understand why it's joyful when we face trials and challenges, because a loving God the Father wants to make us stronger, more like our Savior Jesus. In the end, we see all the strain, all the struggle has been worth it because God is making us closer to our Savior Jesus. I hope you will find this encouraging and that you will encourage others with these words as well to find love in our Savior Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.